When you know how to do something, it's easy. When you don't know, it can be impossible. As Dr. Milton H. Erickson used to say to his new patients, you have tried consciously to solve this problem in every way you know how. You've tried this, and you've tried that, and you've tried in every way you know, and you have failed utterly. Now it's time to close your eyes and get in touch with another part of your mind, the part that keeps your balance in the chair, that pumps your heart, and a thousand other things your unconscious mind does for you every day. You're going to learn how understanding your unconscious mind can help you change your life. Dr. Erickson talked a lot about the unconscious mind. He said your conscious mind is good at figuring out where you want to go, but without the unconscious mind's cooperation, you wouldn't get there. We've all had the experience of thinking that our conscious thoughts are in control until we literally find ourselves deep in an old habit. Erickson thought there was great wisdom and knowledge in the unconscious mind. With NLP, you'll learn to get in touch with it. The next few exercises will demonstrate how these unconscious programs can be changed. Begin by thinking of an everyday difficulty. For example, a time that you disappointed yourself, a time when you didn't feel very good about things. Now a warning, this is not the time for Heartbreak Hotel, the career crash and burn, or Indiana Jones-sized phobias. Push those to one side now. This time, it's simply one of those typically difficult days we all face on a fairly frequent basis. Pick a particular and real event from your past. As you think about this event, notice what images and sounds come to mind. Now go to the beginning of this experience. As you watch it this time, listen in your mind to fun or silly music, maybe circus music. Play it nice and loud. Have the circus music continue playing all the way through as you rewatch that incident in a new way. Pause the tape if you need more time. Now rewind that movie back to the beginning. This time, play it without the music. Notice your response to it this time. Has it changed? For some, the incident has become ludicrous or humorous. For others, their previously disappointed feelings have been neutralized, or at least greatly reduced. What happened? The code in your brain for that experience is now different. We've all had disappointments in life that later turned out not to be the big deal we thought they were. They changed with time. NLP says, why wait? We can change them now. As I said, they may even become humorous. Now let's do another exercise. Think of another slightly troublesome experience. If your disappointment from the last exercise hasn't changed as much as you'd like, use it. Quickly go through the movie of this incident and pick out one frame, like a still photograph, that symbolizes for you the whole experience. See if you're in the picture, like looking at a snapshot of an event you were at. If not, and that's usually the case, begin in your mind's eye to pull back so you can see more and more of the scene until you see yourself. And watch it all as an observer looking on.